Every journey tells a story, doesn't it? And we have journeyed with Onyeka, with many, many friends. She's so well supported. It's so lovely to have her Enugu friends today. Her little prayer group's going to pray with us afterwards. Lots of individuals who've really cared for her. And Onyeka wants to say thank you. And she's going to just tell a little bit of the story. And then we're going to pray and dedicate and really give thanks for these beautiful children.
I'm going to start my words with thanksgiving. Because I know by the time I finish telling the stories, which is quite short, because the journey of 12 years, I cannot say it for 15 minutes. I'm just going to thank so many people. Please, if I do not mention your name, it's not that I do not appreciate what you have done in my life. I thank my prayer partners, Monica and Sandra. They have been in this journey. I thank Elaine and Kevin. When I get to that, I will say, I thank them. I thank Graywin. This, my sister, is so special. Because when the enemy says, especially on Mother's Day, that taunts me that you're not a mother anymore, she brings flower every mothering Sunday. I thank you. You touch my spirit. I thank Sister Mercy, Sister Anki, Elizabeth, Paul and Barbara, and the family. You've been wonderful. Philippa, Sarah, Mrs. Ugunkwa, Mrs. Aneke, my sisters, my work colleagues, all of you have been in this journey. And I'm not going to take too much time because of time factor. I started this journey when I had a son. This month he would have been 40 years old. 18 years old, a friend of mine bought him a car. Thanks, Mon. Bought him a car for his 18th birthday. And then he went out with his friends, four hefty men. All of them were in the car. They had an accident. But prior to that, the Lord showed me that there was a problem. And they managed to get out of that accident. It was a miracle. I came to thank God for that. And I won't go into that because it's a long story. But then came 2004. I had a call from work that my son is dead. I went for my car keys to drive myself to kill myself. My friend, Max, she took the car keys. I said, what are you talking about? It cannot happen. The only child that I have. It was a terrible blow in my head. My life was finished. That's what I thought. And when that happened, I managed to come home. The church family, everybody right around praying. Because I was walking like a ghost. I was just walking. I could not tell you what I ate, what I did for months and months and years even. But God was so wonderful. He was speaking and people were writing them down. They were talking to me and it was going above my head. Some days I do not want to get up. I want to kill myself. I tried everything but I couldn't do it. The Lord was talking. He came to a stage, what do you do? My son is dead. What do I do? Shall I bury him here? Shall I go home? People were saying so many things. They were having meetings. I was there, but I wasn't there. God is amazing. He was carrying me. I could see his footsteps. I cannot see my footstep because he was carrying me. I don't know what from one day to another day, hour to another hour, minute to another minute. And then it was decided going to take my son's body home. And then I was there. That's what they said. Came on the day I was supposed to be traveling. I was just pacing around the whole house. Thanks to this, my sister here and her husband. They came. She managed to grab my box. We have only 3 hours to get to the airport. And started putting my things in. My hair was all over the place. And they took me to the airport. I didn't even know what to do. I was just walking, whatever anybody told me to do. They managed to put me into the aircraft. And I thank my sister, Sibilia. This lady, she left the work, paid her ticket to take me to Nigeria. By the way, when this happened, I had no money on me. I was overdraft right, left, and center. And I'm saying to the Lord, What is this about? How do I do anything? I haven't got money even to go to Nigeria. But I can tell you, even the trip and everything, nobody asked me for any money. I know it's God. Sister Sibilia and her husband, they were there with me in Nigeria. I cannot tell you what happened at home because everything was blurred. It collapsed. I was collapsed inside and I was broken to pieces. But you know what? On the day my son landed in Nigeria, in a trance, he just walked to me. I said, "Mom, I love you. I thank you." And he embraced me and he went off. I was going to say, "Son, where are you?" He just went. That stuck in my head. I didn't know for reason, but for reason later. Because when the enemy is saying to you, "You have been a terrible mother. You've done this, you've done that." And I can say to the enemy, "No, I'm a good mother." Because my son said, thanked me and said that he loved me. I was holding that. I cannot tell you most of the things that went on. But Sister Sibylla and her husband made sure that I came back to England. And when I came back, I was just walking zombie. I do not want to look at anything. When I see people laughing, why are they laughing? What can you be laughing about? When I have my world has collapsed, I have been broken inside and outside. But I tell you something, God is wonderful. The saints, the people that my colleagues, my friends, everybody was praying. They were praying for me because I couldn't pray. I couldn't even remember God, but they were holding me on. Because if not, I won't be here to thank, to say, this is what the Lord has done for me. I really thank God because I came back. I didn't even know where to start. I just want to go in the duvet morning and night. But I'm really thanking God for the organization we work for. Everybody gave me room to go through what I needed to go through. My colleagues were fantastic. Some days when I decided now to go to work, I was now accepting counseling, right, left, and center, antidepressant, whatever anybody gives me, because it wasn't working. And I can remember going sometimes to the counseling, I would cry my eyes until I'm tired. When I get home, I go to bed. I could not remember whether I'm eating or drinking, but thanks to some of my friends, they're making sure that they cook and they bring food to me, making sure that I eat it. I am so grateful to God. Then this journey started. Do I go back to work? I don't feel like getting out of bed. Then I decided I have to go back. Some days I'm on my way going to work. I will be feeling maybe all right. And then I can see a young man that looks like my son. I will drop the car and I'll start running after him. Start running after my son. Until the person will turn around and I say, "Oh no, it's not him." And then it's carried on. Sometimes I'll get to work. I'm in pieces. This is that my colleagues, some of them will just stop whatever they're doing. They're holding me up. They're making sure. They say, "Do you want to go home?" And I said, "No, I don't want to go home. I'd rather be here." And they were so wonderful. They did not mind whether I'm not doing anything, but they're just doing the work, that I'm just sitting there. But you know what? God, who has spoken, continue to speak. Continue to hold me up. Continue to lead me. By your prayers, by your support. And then, I remember even at work, I started to have a respite. That when I go to work, I immerse myself in the young mothers that are mothers with their children. And I kept forgetting what I'm going through. Until then, I come back. I remember that there's a pain in my heart. But there's one day, I'm going to say these two things that happen at work. That I know that it is the Lord's doing. I remember one day I didn't want to get out of bed. Nothing will ever get me out of bed. And I remembered that I had an appointment with a young mother with a baby. I just jumped out of bed. And I went to work. My going to her is to for support what she's going through. Then I remembered that when I got there, it was just supposed to be just 40 minutes visit. As I walked into the flat, the whole place smelled. This woman was in bed. The baby who was just barely sitting was in the walker or whatever, in the baby corner, yeah? This girl, the whole place smelled. This woman said to me, "I have made up my mind, I'm killing myself today, and the baby." And I went into the house and there's nothing in the fridge whatsoever. I cannot remember how long this baby was fed. I If you ask me today what I've spoken to this lady, I cannot remember a word. But I said to her, my dear, we're going to feed the baby. I left everything I have and I went to the shop. I had to buy food for her, food for the baby. And we managed to do whatever I need to do with her. And I was there over nearly 4 hours. Thank God for the people I work with. Nobody was looking for me. So, but to just remember this, what the Lord did on that day. I came out and I was just so happy that I came to work. But fast forward, a few years after, this lady came to the office with the photograph of her daughter and with a letter saying to me, "This is Maya that I wanted to kill and myself, but you are the one that stopped me." And she said that she is now going to school. What can I say? But God, when I said I wanted to die, because I thought that was the end of my life, but each and every one of us, we have a life that the Lord has already ordained, destined, that you will either touch one person or the other person, whatever what, word or encouragement or prayers or whatever. That for that reason, you have to be here. And I remember going to another work. We are given a new birth to go and assess mothers with their newborn baby. I was given this new birth. We share it. So I was given this one and I went. As soon as I walked into the place, I could see one of our sisters, Mrs. Awele Ude, she's passed. Her photograph was on the mantelpiece. And I said, "I know this person." Not knowing that it's her son that delivered the baby. What an amazing Jesus. And this boy came out and said, Auntie, this is your granddaughter. Isn't God amazing? You know, I said, among all the new births, over 50, I was given this new birth. Nobody was minding of whatever the name was, but it was given to me. And I just said to my sisters, "This our God is wonderful." I rejoiced with them and said that we have a granddaughter. God is amazing. Through my work, my colleagues, they were so supportive. My managers, everybody. I'm so grateful to you all. That's part of my journey. And then, while I was going through this, the Lord was speaking. And I had to, my sister rang me. I really thank God for her life. And said, "I've got a child for you. I've adopted a child who will look after you at your old age." And I went to Nigeria to see this baby. I looked at Ruth and I was just thinking, I have no love in my heart. I was broken to pieces. I didn't think that I would ever have any love for anybody. But you know what? I came back to England. And the Lord appeared to me once and gave this child's name. Twice and three times. And you know, our God who made me and made us all turned my heart toward this girl. Even while I was here, I'm yearning for her. When I went to, I'm going to Nigeria sometimes once, sometimes twice, I never forget that when this girl, when I was seeing her as little as she was, it was like we've known each other before because the Lord has won my heart to her. And she was really loving me as well. And then came my son, Daniel. You know, the journey to get the papers at home took so long. It took so long. 12 years in the making. I took these children and I said to a lady, "Please look after them for 3 months. I'm coming back to England to get their papers." And that's over 5 years ago. Every time I cry and say, "Please, I'm sorry. I didn't realize how difficult it is." She said to me, "Look, these children are happy. Speak to them." That was going on for 5 years. And this woman did not charge me even one penny for 5 years in our country, Nigeria. We started going through the immigration once the Lord did a mighty work. 2013, when I got their papers in Nigeria, I came to England. It was a rock. I went to the lawyer who made a wrong application. Excuse me. Who made a wrong application for 3 years. I went for interview. They refused. Thanks to Paul. I went to Liverpool for hearing. My brother, thank you so much. I've never been to court ever in my whole life. I was shaking like a leaf. But to have my pastor near me was just amazing. We went through that, they refused. Went to the second one, they refused. They did apply to the High Court, that they refused. He went to another hearing with Paul again. One was in Liverpool, another one in London. Still, they refused. And then the third one, he came after 3 years. They refused. And I was sitting at home. Every day I'm watching the postman dropping letters in order to get whatever they're going to send. And I looked at it. They said all the paragraph, all the sessions, all the everything that you can name, the lawyers, they refused. Okay. So, but I sat there. I was numbed. I don't know whether to cry. I don't know whether to laugh. Then as I sat there, the Lord spoke very audibly. These children, I picked them up because they're orphans. There are so many orphans in Nigeria. I picked them up myself. And if you want to worry about them, then worry about them. And that gave me peace in my heart. That was amazing. Audibly from my heart. Then I left the papers. I left a message with my lawyer. What do I do next? I didn't get her on the phone. I left her a message. And on the Sunday morning, I was just about to leave to come to church. She rang me. And she said, I said, well, what do we do next? You come to the end of the journey. That's what she said. I said, really? There's nothing else I can do. I started coming to church. I didn't stay in church at home. Thank God I didn't stay at home. Even though my head was just going round and round and round and round, I said, Lord, is that not you that said about these children? Anyway, as I walked in, I just walked into the church. Vicky was just standing right at the bottom of this church. As I walked in, she just held me and they started praying. I didn't say anything to her. She just started praying. But you know what? The Lord spoke. She didn't have a clue what my head was going through. The Lord spoke peace. And I tell you, when we're singing, I needed my voice to be heard when praising the Lord. I praise Him because He gave me that peace in my heart. That when I wanted to give up, He answered my cry. Then come after all that, I continued to carry on in difficult times and easy times. And then came last year, July. My sister, Sister Mercy, she called me from work. She said, my sister, do you know that Sister Grace, another sister who is adopted, that she's got the paper for the child? I said, what? She'd only just started. Anyway, that's how the journey started. The lawyer, this different lawyer, now that this lady used, said to me, there's an appointment for somebody else, and they could not make it. If you can make it, then come and see me. And when I rang her, thank God, on that day of all days, I was off. I went to see Celia, the lawyer. As soon as this lady said, I heard this about your son, I was on the floor. I was just weeping. This lady just said to me, I will help you. That was the word that she used. And she made a fresh application. Celia made a fresh application in July last year. 3 months of last year, I got a letter to do biometrics for these children. Biometrics? What is it? To go home to take the photograph of their eyes and their fingerprints and all that. And I was contemplating, shall I go to Nigeria? As soon as I walked into the church, Brother John, I told him, and he said, you are going home to go and do that biometrics. Then I was going to see the lawyer the following day. And the lawyer said, it will be better for you to go. What amazing God. And it was fantastic that I went. Because when I got there to do the biometrics, it was difficult. But as soon as I called my lawyer, everybody done relaxed. That's Nigeria. We did the biometrics. I came back. Within the next 3 months, I got a call from the lawyer and said, Onyeka, come. I think the children has got their certificate. I said, what certificate? Certificate of British citizenship. I screamed at work. Everybody was just saying, what is it? What? They're all running towards me. What happened? Are you okay? Are you okay? I said, I think I'm okay. I'm just like this. I think I'm okay. I said to Celia, can I come to see you? Anytime today, come to see me. And when I went there and got the certificate of these children, just within 6 months, it was like a dream. It was like a dream, because the whole journey cut short when the Lord answered. When he came to the scene, everything became different. That's our God, you know. He doesn't love me more than he loves you. We are all loved by him. You know, no matter whatever, I was in Jericho for years. No matter whatever you're going through, is it your job? Is it family? Finance? I have gone through that. And I can see that he is able to do all things. Yeah, he has been. You know, I was in Jericho with war. Is it war and war and being in the darkest time? But he's there. Everything he said he will do, he does. You know, the messages, the prayers, things that people gave me, I was looking at them, I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed. I went home because now I applied for the British passport. I said, I'm not going to deal with Nigerians. I'm sorry, Nigerians, everything is difficult. So I said, I'm going to get the British passport here before I'm going to get my children. I applied. I didn't realize that. Is that difficult? 3 months. These people were just saying to me, you have to do this, you have to do that. You have to come for interview. I rang my solicitor. I said, what is this about? I didn't know that you go for interview. Celia said, yes, yes, yes. And you'll be all right. All your documents are perfect. That put my mind at rest. I went for the interview. They were asking me, how about these children? What are they doing? What are they like? What do they dislike? I'm making them up as I go along. But they were true, actually. Because I think the Lord that connected us, I know them, you know. So that's our God. And then you know what they did? They said to me, I'm sorry, but even though you are their mother, you're not going to, they're not going to send the passport to you. I thought they were joking. You know, Her Majesty's British passport, send the children's passport and all my documents back to Nigeria and put my name on top of it. But God, who has started it, will not fail it even at the last minute. We thank God that when I rang their guardian, the wonderful woman that looked after them, she said that the passports are there. So I got ready to go. But before then, I have to look for schools for them. I went to look for schools. I got schools for some. I took their pictures, actually. I said, look, these are the children I'm applying for. Because people, they were looking at me funny. I said, please, these are the children. And you know what? I got a different action from them. The children ended up getting 3 schools each, you know. And I went to Nigeria. They already got schools. I came back. We had a few weeks to just adjust to the weather and everything. Thank God for that as well. Because the weather was just perfect for them to adjust. God was just doing everything as perfect as he is. And then we came back. Came to go to school. Before I even went back home to get these children, Elaine and Kevin, they came to the house and set up the bed for these children. You know, I cried. I said, these children are going to be in this room. All that long we've been planning everything. It doesn't make sense. But they set up that bed, the bunk bed and mattress and everything, and provided everything for them. Kevin, you touched our heart. Touched our heart. I'm so grateful to you and your wife. And then we came back and they started school. Our God is amazing. And everything is in place. They started school with the rest of the school, the class. I had to be in queue for 2 hours to get their school uniforms. I've never done that before. For a long time, that is. You know, if there's anything that is required, I remember even the assistant head was here. This man said to me, you're doing a wonderful job. I said, oh, I didn't know what you're talking about. But he loved his children. Throughout the summer holidays, he was thinking about Daniel and myself and my daughter because they are adopted children. I'm so grateful to all of you. Even when I went to go and buy anything for any of them, it would be the only one in the shop and their size. See to that. I don't know how that happens. Whether it's used or new, it's always the last one in the shop. I'm so grateful to God. I know that I'm taking a long time, but it's a journey of 12 years. There's no way I can... If you leave me, I will continue. But all of you... Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Please, anyone that I haven't mentioned, you're all in my heart. I'm so grateful. Even my sister Dawn, that from all the way from Africa. Thank you so much. Thank you, my sisters, my brethren, my pastors. Oh, they are so amazing. My prayer partners. We pray about everything and everything. And God is so faithful. We will continue to pray. The rest will come. Amen.
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 Just one or two little strategic things. Sarah, where's Sarah Crawley? Sarah and Verdon and Ruth, would you mind, as the ECOS people come, just be by the door and just say hi to them. Give them a cup of water or a cup of coffee and tell them we won't be too long. Amen. What a wonderful story. What a wonderful story. And how good God is and how long our journeys often are, aren't they? The pain, and yet he brings us through in the end. How amazing. And so many people involved in this journey. So we're going to pray now for lovely Ruth and dear Daniel. We're going to pray for them. First of all, Monica and Sandra. These are the people on Onyeka wants to come up. But do you want to come and just pray? Yeah, I know that. The Enugu sisters, you come on this side. And the elders and their wives are Onyeka wants. And we're just representative of everybody else. We've got a little gold book Monica, where's Monica? Yes, Monica, who is here, has got. If people want to write down in the book during the lunchtime a blessing or something you feel God's given for the children, then do that. There's not going to be time for everybody to say everything this morning, but do write in that book what God shows you. And if you just want to say, I was there and I love you, that will be enough. There's the gold book. Okay. It would be great to get as many as possible just to sign it. I wonder, Paul, would you like to pray first?
I wonder if you would stretch out your hand just to bless this family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you that you provide out of your rich, rich abundance. And Lord, we're looking today at a miracle. Lord, we're looking today with our own eyes at something you have done. And we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We want to offer Ruth and Daniel back to you, dedicating them to you for your purposes, for your work in them and through them. We thank you, Lord, that their lives, you've created them. You've made them for your pleasure, for your glory, and for wonderful things that you have. And so, Lord, today we're asking, Holy Spirit, would you fill them? Today, would you get hold of their lives? And would you do remarkable things in them and through them? And Lord, we ask, would they be a man and a woman who would go and do mighty exploits for their God? And we pray that they would grow up strong and true, loving Jesus, following you all the days of their life. All God's people said, amen.
Amen.
What shall we say unto the Lord? We say thank you to our God, for he is wonderful and full of goodness. Father, we thank you for the gift of children and bring before you this day Ruth and Daniel. We put them into your hands and ask you to be their strength and their refuge. Watch, protect, and guide them in all they do. Surround them with good friends. Surround them with faithful friends at school and everywhere they go. If they deviate from your path, redirect them, and may your goodness and mercy surround them all the days of their lives.
Amen.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Great God, ruler of the universe, God of all grace, Father, by whom all families on earth and in heaven derive his name, we come here this morning together with your saints in this church to thank you for Onyeka, Ruth and Daniel. We thank you for the life of Onyeka, for being with her through all the changing scenes of her life. In her darkest season, You never left her nor forsake her. You turned her travails to triumph, her scars to stars, her pain to gain, her stumbling blocks to stepping stones. Thank you for your grace that made a difference in her life. Oh God, you showed her mercy. In your mercy, compassion, and in your compassion, breakthrough and open doors. Lord, that is why we are here today, thanking you for Ruth and Daniel before you. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for that after several delays, they are here. We surrender them to you, Lord. Do with them whatever you will. Do with them whatever you will. They will grow in your word. They will be stars that will illuminate lives around them. They shall be taught by the Lord, and great will be their joy and peace. Amen. You will establish this family with righteousness, O Lord. They shall be far from fear and violence. Amen. Whoever assembles against them shall fall for their sake. Lord, make these children an everlasting joy to Onyeka and all generations. Amen. Onyeka and her children are blessed. Amen. They will be a blessing to themselves and others. Amen. The family is an oak of righteousness, Amen. Planted by the Lord to display his splendor, Amen. And beauty. Lord, beautify their lives. Amen. Lord, beautify their lives. Amen. May your presence go before them and give them rest in all areas of their lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just commit them to you all together, Lord. We just want to join all our prayers. We thank you for Onyeka. Thank you for what you have put in her through this pain, Lord. Thank you that she is a mother in Israel and that she is a mother of many sons and daughters, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless them and give them grace in their journey. And we thank you for allowing them to be part of this family. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So we're just going to finish now. We'll give you a chance to stand on your feet if you'd like. We're going to sing an amazing hymn, How Great Thou Art. So if the musicians want to reassemble, let's really just remember that... she's getting the flags. Let's remember that in the middle of all that Onyeka is, of all that we, you know, the children are, that... Actually, you know, at the beginning and at the end and everything in between is our God. He did some wonderful and great things in that journey for Onyeka. So let's really, really praise him and thank him in this song. There's a lot of people here today who are here for the first time, and a special welcome to you. We've got... a couple of things happening. First of all, we have every now and then here at New Life, we have an all-age service, which basically means that we make sure that the children and the teenagers are involved, as well as us old folk. We have a special flavor to today, which is the dedication and thanksgiving of Daniel and Ruth. Where are you, Daniel and Ruth? I see Daniel. And where's Ruth? There she is. She's coming up from the back. And so we're very excited about that. Hey, he's come up. Wonderful. So Daniel and Ruth, we're going to be praying for them a little later on in the service. And Onyeka is going to tell their story. Fantastic. Just before we start, I wanted to read you a verse that my wife found on her Bible app this morning. So listen in. Listen in, it's very it's an amazing verse in Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 5. Just as you cannot understand the path of the wind or the mystery of a tiny baby growing in its mother's womb. Some of you health visitors will understand this. So you cannot understand the activity of God who does all these things. We cannot understand the activity of God, but we are praying this morning that in all the eating and talking and enjoyment, that God will be active in our hearts. So we're going to start this morning with Abigail and Munya, who are going to come up, and they're just going to pray for us. So shall we stand?
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day today. And I thank you, Lord, that we're all here together as a family. Lord, I pray that you'll come and work in our hearts. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come into our hearts and bless us. And Lord, I thank you for every single person in this room today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for this day, and I pray that we'll have more Sundays like this. I pray that we'll be put together and we'll be able to fight against the troubles of the world. Dear Lord, we only know with you we can do anything we want except from bad things. We can follow our inspirations, and we could play basketball, football, anything. In your hands, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. So we're going to start by singing Amazing Grace. Let's really try and engage with the words. Phil, do you want to put the first words of this song up? I think you know them. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. It doesn't matter how much of a wretch you feel today. You are a beloved wretch. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Amen.
Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created, and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything, in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ, and through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do you want to sit down? We've run out of seats. There are some seats scattered around. If you haven't got anywhere to sit, put your hand up if there's a seat near you. Okay, there's quite a few over here, so do fill those seats.
Oh, fantastic. This service is about Onyeka, and it's about Ruth and Daniel, but it's also about Jesus, who's at the center of it all. And it's also about Joseph, okay, because we've been studying about Joseph in the Old Testament for about 9 weeks in Flame, which is the primary age school group, and his story is a story of great hardship followed by amazing blessing and fruitfulness, a little bit like Onyeka's story. So we're just going to quickly show you. Edward, do you mind coming up and showing this thing? One of the others, is Ione around? Anyone from Flame, just to hold up the coat. Ione, could you quickly help Edward hold up the coat? Do you want to come in the middle away from the light? We made Joseph's coat. What do you think? Can you go, guys, go back up on the stage there so they can really see it. It did briefly say it was Joseph Stern's coat, but I can assure you that the Stern has been removed. Oh, they're coming up. Brilliant, guys. Fantastic. And this is Joseph's coat. And if you look at it afterwards, you'll see there's lots of words on it, like trust and obey, and there's pictures of the story. It's lined with ermine. You see, look at that. And it's Joseph's coat. And up behind on the screen is this amazing verse. This has been the big verse we've been looking at. It says, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? This is what Pharaoh cried out to his officials after Joseph had incredibly predicted the future and was about to be made governor of Egypt. And Pharaoh said, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Some of the translation says, a man who is filled with the divine spirit. And so in Flame, we've been praying that God would fill us in a new way with his Holy Spirit. We've not just been praying it because it sounds like a nice prayer. We've been really praying it, that God really would come and fill our hearts more with this fire of the Holy Spirit. So Flame have got a couple of songs we're going to do now. You're very welcome to join in. They both have got actions. The first song is called Wonderful God, and we've sung it before. And the second one, the children are going to lead, and it's called We Are a City on a Hill, and it's about this light that burned in Joseph's heart burning in our hearts. And at the end of that song, the children are going to kneel right at the end of the second song, and we're just going to have a few of the teenagers are going to come up and pray, and they're going to pray that God would put some more of this fire in our hearts, even today, even this morning. So we've put down the coat. We need Peter, who's going to lead this, and we need Flame to come up. Is Peter here? I'm hoping Peter's here. Otherwise, it may be me leading it. I am nowhere near as good as Peter. I'm certainly nowhere near as cool as Peter. But you're just going to have to run with this, okay? Guys, you're going to need to come on this side. Munya, do you want to bring them over? Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. You guys know it well enough to do it without Peter, don't you? Is Joe up there? Where's Joanna? Joanna, you're there. Brilliant. Poor Joanna. Look at this, you see. She's surrounded by the boys, but she copes brilliantly. That's why God's given her brothers. Is Daniel up? Yes. Fantastic. Okay, so we're going to need you to stand for this. And the actions are, it says, my wonderful God. And it starts by clapping above our heads. Yeah, clapping above our heads. That's it. And then it punches the air. And then we kind of know it as we sing it. So I think you're going to have to help. You're all going to have to help us. We wondered if the sunbeams and their parents might like to come up and have a go at the actions as well, if they want, up at the front. So if we all stand, the words and the whole thing are going to come up on the screen. It's an incredible song declaring how wonderful our God is. It's a song of praise. Brilliant. Let's close our eyes. We're just going to really pray. As for a very special ending, it's talking about this light burning in our hearts. Eliza's going to come up, and we're just going to pray that God would burn more and more brightly in us.
Thank you, Lord, that you're here. I just pray that you just help us realize that you're not going to leave us, and that you just help us. I pray that we just get more of the Holy Spirit, and you'll burn in our hearts. Amen.
Lord, I pray that we will welcome you into our hearts, Lord, and you will set a fire in our hearts, Lord. And I just pray that we will make you the priority in our lives, Lord, and we won't be distracted by other things, Lord. Amen.
Fantastic. Eliza, actually, thank you so much for praying. Flame, well done. They've only just learned that song. You did absolutely brilliantly. Brilliant. Well done. Come on down. Fantastic.
Thank you, guys. We're going to take the offering in our next song, hence this lovely red bucket, which we put at the front. And anybody that would like to give a little of their lives back to Jesus is welcome to put something in there. If you are a taxpayer and you have the energy to go to the information desk, you can pop your money in an envelope and write your name on it. But otherwise, let's just carry on worshiping God as part of our giving. We're going to sing My Wonderful God again, but with the New Life Band. So let's stand, shall we? Okay, Dan's going to do a drum roll now. Okay, woo! That's why where we come back to our seats. Shh. Hush, hush, hush. I'm going to sing something in a minute, and that's going to make people go really quiet. Amazing. Well, I'm not a teacher. Usually when you say shh, people do get quiet, but it's really difficult today. It's all your fault, Dawn, for going away to Africa for months and months and coming back. Okay. So our special thing this morning is going to be the dedication. And in a moment, where is John Haruna? There he is, Pastor John. If you could come and sit at the front, John, add a little respectability to the goings-on. When we have the dedication, the sunbeams, which is basically the babies that are at nursery or below, there is a sunbeams room. Where's Amy and Drew? Amy and Drew at the back. So if you don't understand what I'm saying, you can talk to them. Some of them want to stay, at least for the beginning of the dedication, when we sing the African song, but they can stay as long as they like. But there is a sunbeams room, and talk to Amy and Drew if you don't know where that is. Last Sunday is next Sunday for Operation Christmas Child, and that's filling the shoe boxes. So if you haven't done that yet, it's the last opportunity to bring them. Otherwise, your kids are going to have some extra stuff for Christmas. Dan Snead is visiting us very soon. Actually, that's Sunday, the 18th of November. He's going to be here in the morning. Dan is a wonderful preacher. We all enjoy him, from California. And he was a leading light in the Foursquare Church. He led YWAM in Europe. But he's a lovely guy. So we're looking forward to that. Great one to bring friends and visitors along to. And in the evening, we're having something for the young adults who are aspiring to lead. A new life, leading equals serving. So it's not very difficult. But if you'd like to come along in the evening and you're kind of 20s, you're younger than Dan Daly, and you're not still at school, okay, there are your parameters, then you can come along, and it's in our house, we've got pizza, and we'll just have a great informal evening with Dan Snead. And then finally, we have ECOS, which means English Conversation on Sundays. So during the meal, we invite people who want to come along and improve their English. So there will be some new faces around having lunch with us. Do reach out to them. It would be nice to have two or three people outside helping people to mix. Then they come and join us in the queue. So if you see someone lonely, not talking to somebody, then say hello to them, help them into the lunch queue, find them a table, and talk to them. That would be amazing. Okay, so, John.
Amen. If you're still alive in this hall, shout a bigger hallelujah. Hallelujah! Some people don't appear alive this morning. If you're sure that God is on your side, shout a louder hallelujah. Hallelujah! It is a great thing to see that your God is alive. If you look at Psalm 126, I'll read from verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Verse 2. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us, whereof we are glad. There is something that the Lord has done in the house that we are celebrating today. In the path of a man, when you walk towards a wall, everyone tells you there is no path here. Turn around. But the God we serve said there's a path through it. So the difficulty is there, but within it is a path for joy and gladness. So today, we are celebrating my own special auntie, the love of my heart, the one through whom my joy is full. Her prayers and her kind words, and today, the prayers of the church has been answered. Auntie Onyeka and the children, can you stand up? Shall we put our hands together for Jesus for this amazing thing? Where's Daniel? Come and give me a good hug. I'm happy to say in the whole church, I'm the first to have met them. I went to Nigeria to see them. And that day was the best day of my life. It was the sweetest day of my life. And that's why today I'm also celebrating. So Pastor Nick is going to continue the service.
Thank you, John. Now, I believe that your Enugu State ladies are going to sing us something. Is that right, Onyeka? Are they ready? Okay. There's a certain way this is going to happen. And we're also going to join in where we can, singing a new African song after their song. We're going to sing a beautiful song called What Can I Render? For He has done so much for me. So with this one, they have to go out before they come in. And the effect is better. Then we're going to sing a song. And then Onyeka is going to tell her story. They're handing out the instruments. I can feel the excitement building.